Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We had a great victory in a church zoning case in Ventura, California. The Ventura County Superior Court dismissed a significant portion of a lawsuit brought by an individual who claims that he represents a so-called association, which only consists of a handful of people. He wants to attempt and force the city to stop a church in Thousand Oaks, California. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the case is known as Dos Vientos Community Preservation Association versus the city of Thousand Oaks. And an individual by the name of Donald Armstrong got a handful of other people together. He really doesn't represent the community, but he created an entity called Dos Vientos Community Preservation Association. Sounds like a large group of people. It's really not. He filed suit against the city of Thousand Oaks. The situation is that there was a YMCA in a building there in Thousand Oaks, and it just didn't get enough patronage. So it went out of business, and a foundation run by Christians that we know and are friends with bought the building. And now a church is using that building. It's a beautiful facility. I was there for the dedication of this church there in Dos Vientos. In fact, many of the people in the community are very happy. In fact, on the very day that I was there and we had some fellowship in the afternoon, some people in the community came to this church that morning because the church is in their neighborhood. So it's a great ministry.
Why would you not want a church in your neighborhood? I don't get this.
Well, and the
you know?
Ironic thing, Holly, is what I didn't know is right across the parking lot, because there's a mall there, but this building is a standalone facility. Mm-hmm. Part of the same parking lot, but it's a standalone, beautiful facility that's been remodeled, but it's a new building. Right across the parking lot, there is a Orthodox Jewish synagogue.
Wow.
And when I was there, it was the Feast of Tabernacles. And so out back, they had the tent for the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this man, Donald Armstrong, has no problem with the Jewish synagogue operating out of that storefront. No problem with the tent out back that's for the Feast of Tabernacles. But he does have a problem with the Christian church. He wants the Christian church to be removed. So he filed suit. And Liberty Counsel is involved, and we have been defending the case. Matt, we've gone many times out to the area, to the court, to defend this case. And the good news is that 90% of the claim or the case was dismissed. And it's so ironic, Matt, because the guy who is the attorney for this group trying to stop the church, he claims that he's an expert in a certain area of law called the California Environmental Quality Act. And he constantly, when he was before the judge, said, these people, they're from out of state. They don't know the California Environmental Quality Act. I'm an expert in it. Notwithstanding the fact that one of our attorneys went to law school in California, is licensed in California, and prior to coming to Liberty Counsel, worked on the California Environmental Quality Act.
Huh.
It didn't matter to him. He continued to say, these are out-of-state people. They don't know what they're talking about. And guess what? That provision of this guy who boasted, his claim based on the California Environmental Quality Act, has been completely dismissed with prejudice. He cannot bring it back again.
What?
So be careful how you boast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
right.
So this is good news, but we've got about 10% more. We're going to go back later in a few weeks to get the rest of the 10% of the remaining claims dismissed.
So they're clearly targeting the church because it's Christian. There's a hostility toward Christianity, and they're trying to use environmental law to somehow oppress these Christians?
Yeah, see, what they're saying is, well, the California Environmental Quality Act requires all this preliminary investigation as to whether or not the use is going to impact the environment. Well, let's look at this. The city of Thousand Oaks says, nonsense. That's not something that's an impediment here. Why? Well, because all of that was done with regards to the YMCA. And you think about it. What's the difference? Put the content of what you're saying inside the building out of the question for a moment. What's the difference on the impact to the community different that a YMCA would have over what a church would have? In fact, if anything, the YMCA would have more of an impact on the community because it's open 7 days a week. People come and they go into the building throughout the day. They use the parking lot. They're traveling back and forth. The church is not like that. It actually has less of an environmental impact. So if the YMCA can be approved, which he wants the YMCA, by the way, to come back and the church to leave, then a church can certainly be approved. But he was the expert, and he tried to let the court know that he knew the environmental law, and yet it got flatly dismissed.
But you know, Matt, what it sounds like it comes down to is probably that attorney and those in the association need the Lord.
Yeah.
Because why would you not want a church in your neighborhood, but only not just a church, but this church? For example, the pastor is the mayor. The pastor, when they had shootings recently in that neighborhood, he went out and he ministered to those people. And when they had the fires in that community, at his own sacrifice, he went out and ministered to those people. He is doing exactly what Jesus calls us to be.
This pastor has been the pastor of this church for some time. Now, they were in another location in Thousand Oaks, and now they're here in this beautiful facility because of this foundation that bought the building and now opens it up to the church. This pastor had been to a number of pastor meetings. I've been with him. And these pastor meetings were where he and I and others would speak to hundreds of pastors, and we did it multiple times around the country, encouraging pastors to speak on biblical values, to vote biblical values, to do on Tuesday in the ballot box what you believe and do on Sunday, to do that all throughout the week.
And encourage your people to do it.
He had an amazing presentation. And the Lord then began to say, what are you doing? And certainly he was doing a lot. He's pastoring a church. He's encouraging pastors. Why don't you run for office? So guess what he did? He ran for office, and he became one of the commissioners on the Thousand Oaks City Commission. And now, as of December of 2018, he is the mayor.
Wow.
And so when I was out there in earlier October 2018, he was the mayor pro tem, meaning the incoming mayor. By December, he's the full-blown mayor. So what happens is this mayor, pastor, because he put to practice what he was actually preaching, there's no distinction between the values that he preaches in the pulpit and what he does in his community. He's putting legs on those biblical values.
He's being the hands and feet of Jesus.
This pastor, when that shooting happened last year, he was called in to minister to that family. And that was in Thousand Oaks, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
He's the mayor and the pastor, so he comes in and he ministers and he prays with these people, and the testimony and the witness that he did was amazing. The fire's the same way. And so this is what this lawsuit is about. They want this handful of group of people, they want this church shut down.
It's a spiritual attack.
It's a real spiritual attack.
In lies the rub. If this was an innocuous, liberal, PCUSA church or something like that, but this is a pastor who takes the word of God serious, is furthering biblical principles and public policy, has run for office, is using his faith as a motivation, and using the political system and joining in the political system and his civic duty and being Christ's hands and feet. And that's probably where the problem lies. They don't like that.
Yeah, right. That's in the name of this church is God Speak Calvary Chapel. And the pastor there is the mayor of Thousand Oaks, California. He is a great example of a pastor who has actually put legs on his pastoral ministry into the community. And I encourage pastors and others to do the same thing. We're going to talk on Faith and Freedom in some upcoming programs about this very issue, pastors getting involved to address biblical issues. This is an example, and this church is having a huge impact in its community And he was quoted nationwide. He was in all the newspapers when that terrible shooting happened in that entertainment center where somebody came in and shot people. And he was the person that the media went to as he was praying and ministering to these people. Thank you for praying for us. We'll continue this defense of this church. We have to go back to dismiss the remaining 10%, but good news, 90% of this case has now been dismissed. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.